Let's have a word of prayer. I just feel like God wants to speak to our hearts this morning, and thank you for being here. We are going to continue our honoring throughout the day. We're not done, so seniors, relax. We haven't forgotten you, okay? Father in heaven, we just thank you for the beauty of church family. Lord, so people are everything. Relationships are gold. Lord, may we never get so wrapped up in things that we lose the truest value, and that's a relationship with you and other people. Lord, other people are a gift from you, and we just thank you, Father, that we can gather together today. And Lord, I just pray not only family today, every individual today, that you would just fill their lives with your presence, with your joy. Lord, just talking with people, even through breakout, just sensing that there's some people going through some tough times, some challenges in their life. Lord, I think of that verse that says, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And Lord, we bank on your joy being our strength this morning. And we just thank you, Lord, for the song that we sang today that talked about hope, that there is a name to hope, and the name to hope is Jesus. And we thank you for the name above all names. Then every situation that we can face with hope because we have Jesus. Jesus is our hope. And so, Lord, we thank you for that today. Lord, would you please be in these moments that we have remaining this morning? Would you please speak to our hearts? God, may there just be an increasing of you and a decreasing of me. Lord, that you would be just, your word would come across and that you would speak to people's hearts in this place today. We just thank you and praise you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, and everyone together said, amen. I do want to welcome you to church on this very special Sunday. Each year around this time, what we do is we take a few minutes in our service to honor some special people. And those special people that we choose to honor every year at this time are our high school graduates. So before we even go into that, I just want to give you a public, that a girl, that a boy. Great job. Well done. Amen. It's been about 13 years. You've been grinding it out. Today, you're going to walk across the platform. You're going to receive a diploma. Some have already done that. Other school districts. Awesome. And it's just a special day. So before we honor our 2018 graduates, I thought it would be a great opportunity to talk on a very important subject. And the important subject that I want to talk about this morning is actually that one word, the word honor. So can we all say that together? Honor, okay? And the reason why I want to talk about honor, because really, I'll be honest with you, this is the third sermon I prepared this week. It's been that kind of week. Lord, I want this to be a moment that you want to have in this place. So each day I put about 6 hours into two other sermons and said that's just not what I believe God wants to share today. But today I want to talk about honor because here's the deal. I believe that honor is a word that's been lost in our culture. Let me say that again. I believe honor, somewhere along the line, honor has been lost in our culture. But I really believe as God's people, we need to do our best to recapture honor. I want you to hear that. I believe God's people, I believe the Church of Jesus Christ needs to be a place where honor is recaptured, where we say honor holds a place in our lives. Honor holds a place in this church, okay? So let's talk about the word honor just for a few minutes, and then we'll have our graduates come forward. Honor, what does it mean? Well, if you were to look up honor, you'd find a lot of different definitions of what that word means. But there was one word this week when I was studying for this message, there was one word for honor that really stuck out to me. And that is that when we honor somebody, what we're doing is we're placing value on something or someone. So honor is where we place value on someone, okay? So that's what we're doing today is we want to talk about honoring people. So before we go any further, I want to say something super duper important, something that I want to make sure that you lean in and you hear this morning, and that is that I would like to suggest that we, me and you, this church, that we would make it a goal that we're people that we place high value on other people. I want us to be a church where when people come, that they sense that we place high value on other people. And I don't only want that for us in this setting, but I want that to be said of us as individuals, that when we encounter people, we place the highest value on them, regardless of their appearance, regardless of their lifestyle, regardless of their race or their interests or their social status or their accomplishments. I want to make sure that we're people that are showing honor to people. Because what we need to understand is honor is not something that people earn. That's called respect. Honor is not something that people earn, but honor is a gift that you and I are to give to other people freely. Not based upon their performance or where they came from or if they did all the right things, dotted all the right I's, crossed all the T's. If that's the case, I'll honor you. No, that's called respect. Honor is a free gift that you bestow upon people regardless of where they've been, okay? So every time we encounter someone, I want to challenge us to be a church where we place a high value on others, okay? So this is the way I want to show it to you this morning. Usually when we encounter people, you know, we're walking through our day, they come into our office. Immediately when we see somebody, we place a value on them. You may not think of it that way, but immediately when you see someone, you place value on them. So you may see somebody and say, oh, a one. I mean, let's be real, okay? Or you may see somebody, you're a little more impressed with them and you say, wow, they're a five. Wow, they're impressive. I'll honor them. That's not the way it works. How many people know honor is a gift? It's not something they earn. It's a gift that we give them. And I love a guy named John Maxwell. Have you ever heard of John Maxwell before? He's a guy that deals with leadership. And he says, one of my keys to leadership is I have discovered this, that when I encounter somebody, when I meet with somebody, you know what I do? Automatically, I put a 10. He says, everybody I encounter through the day, I put a 10 on their forehead, meaning that who you are is very valuable to me. You hold the highest value to me. So what would it look like if we became a church so that when people walked in, we wouldn't go like this? Two. You're a two. Oh, wow, I know that person. They're pretty sharp people. Hey, you're an eight. Eight. But what would it be like if we would be a church that we would put high value on every single person? We would give them, and everybody together said what? A 10. So let's talk about this. Who are we to honor? Well, Paul answers this question, who we are to honor, in Romans chapter 12, verse 10. Let's look at the verse. Paul writes this. He says, hey, Romans, hey, love each other with genuine affection. And then he says, hey, take great delight in honoring each other. So Paul, what he's saying, hey, when you encounter people, other people, put a 10 on their head. Honor them. Put high honor on everybody you meet because it's not something they earn. It's a gift that they receive. But here's what happens throughout Scripture. Scripture tells us that there are certain people that we must absolutely honor. Okay, for example, number one, how many people know whether we're to absolutely honor parents? Yay or nay? Yay. See, the Bible is incredibly clear on this one, okay? Incredibly clear. It's important that, so important that God actually included it in the top 10, also known as the 10 commandments, okay? So look at the verse. It says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, God says this, hey, honor. Everybody say this first bold line together. I want to make sure you got it. Everybody together. Honor your father and mother. And then look at the promise, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving to you. He says, hey, honor your father and mother. Here's what I'm discovering, folks, if we're honest. This is kind of the opposite of what's happening in our culture today. Disrespect. Disrespect's become the norm. It's almost like disrespect's become cool. Disrespecting your parents is like, ooh, you're cool. That's awesome. No, it may be cool, but it's not right. Are you hearing me this morning? And this is not good. We're to place, when we're dealing with our parents, everybody said together, 10, 10, 10. And you said, well, you don't know my parents. Well, God does. And God says, hey, you are to what? Honor. Place high value on your parents, okay? And here's the thing about this verse that may strike you. There's not a cutoff. It doesn't say, hey, when you turn 18 years old and you graduate from high school and you go off on your own, you can forget your parents. There's no age cutoff. Hey, when you're 20, when you're 30, when you're in your 40s, when you're in your 50s, I'm in my 50s, okay? When you're in your 60s, and if your parents are still alive, when you're in your 70s, how many people know even at that time you are to be people who honor your parents? Can I get an amen? So my challenge to you is, let's be people who find ways in which we can honor our parents. And not just because they deserve it. Here's a reason: because it's the right thing to do. Find ways to honor your parents. Do certain things to honor your parents. What can you do to honor those parents that brought you into this world? And here's one other important thing that I want to say this morning. If you're like Heather and I, and like many of you in this room this morning, and you have kids at home, but you also have parents, one of the best ways you can honor parents, your children's grandparents, one of the best things you can do is when you speak about your parents and their grandparents at home, that you honor them, that you say good things about them, that you don't tear them down, but you speak highly, that you put a 10. Because here's what can happen when your kids hear you doing that for your parents. How many people know your kids, they catch things. They catch it. And what you need to do is you need to make sure this is something that is caught in your home, that you're speaking well of your parents. And I want to let you know, none of us have perfect parents. None of us. People make mistakes. People mess up. But I tell you what, the biblical pattern, God says, put a 10. Place high value on these people that brought you into the world. Make sure that you lift them up. Make sure that you put value on your parents. And I want everybody to hear that this morning. Hey, let's go out of this place today and let's be a little more radical about honoring our parents. Is everybody with me? Say, I'm with you. Okay? Second group of people, and this one gets a little more difficult. A little more difficult. How many people know we're supposed to honor people in authority? Which, by the way, isn't very common today either. If you read Romans chapter 13 and you read the first seven verses, it explains that God is sovereign, okay? And meaning that God has placed people in positions of leadership over us. Does everybody understand that this morning? God has put people in leadership positions over us. And then if you read verse 7, the context of the verse, listen to it, it says, give to everyone what you owe them. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. And I know we're not excited about that either. If revenue, revenue. But if honor, then honor. So what Paul is saying to the church in Rome and to Christians, he's saying, hey, make sure you place people in positions that you put honor on them, that you give them honor of the people in those positions of authority. I would even go as far as saying we need to honor, is everybody ready for this? Our president. The Supreme Court, our governor. And here's the deal. I don't know what your political party is, and that's not the issue here this morning. Is everybody here that this morning? That's not the issue here this morning. The issue is, are we going to be kingdom people? And I have found out in my life, kingdom people and worldly people are on two different playing fields. And you know what? You may not always agree with what our president says, or the previous president, or our senators say, or the people in our state, or even locally. But I tell you what, the biblical way is that we're to honor them. Not because it's not respect. It's not because they deserve it. It's a gift. And how many people know God honors us when we do things his way? Are you with me this morning? Are you with me this morning? Okay. So we're supposed to place honor in people of positions over us. But it doesn't stop there, you guys. It doesn't stop there. How many people know that we're to honor people in every position of authority over us? For example, if you're at school and you're playing a sport, how many people know you're to honor the coach? Yeah. Agree or disagree? You're to honor the coach. Here's the deal. If you're a student, is everybody ready for this one? If you're a student, how many people know you're to honor your teachers? You're to honor the administrators in your school. Does it mean that you agree with them every time? Of course not. I don't agree with my wife every time. I don't even agree with something I said 5 years ago at times. Because we're growing, we're changing. But the biblical pattern is we are to be godly. We are to be different. We're to honor people. We're to place high value on people. If you have a job, let's get real personal this morning. How many people have a job and have a boss? Oh, good, you have a boss. How many people know that you're supposed to even honor your boss? There may be things that your boss does wrong. There may be things that you disagree with the way he does or she does things. But I tell you what, the biblical pattern is God says, hey, honor those people who are in positions of authority. You may even be here today and you don't particularly like your spouse. Yeah, But I tell you what, even then the Bible says that we're to honor them. Maybe you say, well, my spouse isn't living up to what I thought they would be. Okay? Maybe they let you down. They disappointed you. How many people know your honor for your spouse in those times will go a long way? It will go a long, long way. Just ask Heather. It works. Amen? And I just want to encourage, and I'm talking about her with me, okay? Not me with her, okay? I honor her every day of my life, okay? But I just want to encourage you. We're to be people that place high value. And I know it's countercultural. I know it's countercultural. We don't honor parents anymore. We don't honor grandparents anymore. We don't honor people in authority anymore. But there's a Bible way that's supposed to supersede the ways of the culture. So here's my thought this morning. How can we grow in this area of honor? By the way, is there anybody that needs to grow in this area? I know I do. There's times I don't want to honor certain people. There's times there's a battle within me that rages, my flesh. But I know that God's calling me to a higher standard. So how can we grow in this area of honor? First of all, I want to let you know, honor really starts, where do you think it starts? Honor starts right here in your heart. It starts right in your heart. When we're people who honor God with our hearts, our honor for other people will flow out of our hearts. When we got this honor vertically working correctly, this will automatically work the horizontal. So here's my challenge, and that is that we live in a culture that really dishonors even God, okay? Really, there's not a high value put on God anymore in our culture. Have you seen it? It's pretty apparent to me. And actually, Jesus approaches this in Mark chapter 7, verse 6. He says, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And Jesus is, what he's saying here is, it starts with your heart. When we honor God vertically, we're going to begin to be able to get this right. I'm going to be able to honor people in positions of authority. I'm going to be able to honor my spouse. I'm going to be able to honor people who may be different than I am if I got this right in my life. We got to get our hearts right with God. And then step two, what we need to do is we need to carry out our honor with our actions. You can't just say, well, I honor people, but we need to carry it out with our actions. I want to look at Romans 12:2 as we close this morning. Romans 12:2 in the English Standard Translation says, hey, love one another with brotherly affection. And then Paul says this, and I love the word he chooses to use. He says, outdo. Can we all say that together? Outdo. Wow. Outdo one another in showing honor. Paul's saying, hey, Christians, when it comes to honor, I want to challenge you to outdo other people when it comes to honor. And what does that mean? That means that, hey, we go out of our way. Christians are supposed to be people who go out of their way to honor other people. We need to just go out of our way to say, hey, I'm going to put a 10 on your head. Hey, you're valuable to me. I'm going to go out of my way. I'm not going to just let it happen. I'm going to make some effort. I'm going to put forth some sweat equity. I'm going to put forth some effort in going out of my way to honor, because I want to let you know you need to do that, because there's going to be people that you say, well, they don't deserve it. And most of the time, maybe they won't. But as I said, honor is a gift that we are to give freely. So let's just get real practical as we close this morning. How can we honor people? How can we outdo and honor people to a high extreme? Here's a way, especially in our social media culture, here's a great way that you can outdo people with honor, and that is simply learn people's names. How many people know when somebody doesn't know your name, they say, hey, buddy, or they say, hey, they'll use a certain term. But how many people know it's impressive? Does it impress you when somebody comes up and they say, hey, Ray? There's something about, they're discovering that when you hear your name, something happens. There's an immediate connection that happens when you hear somebody call you by name. I was at a workshop this last week, and the pastor said one of the trends in the church is we need to really begin to know everybody's name, because names are gold. Names are gold, man. When you learn somebody's name, that means the world to them. That shows that you honor them, that you have placed a 10, that you show that they're special, that you have placed value because you have taken the time to learn names. It's amazing. When Heather was growing up, she was a part of a church in Naperville, Illinois, And this was a mega church before there were mega churches. I mean, they're all over the place now, but when Heather was in like the 80s, the 90s, she was a part of a mega church in Naperville. And it always impressed Heather that when the pastor, Pastor Bob, would speak to her parents, just in passing, the pastor would say, "Hey, how's Heather doing?" I mean, that guy had a way of knowing people by name. I want to let you know, that shows that you value someone when you take the time to learn names. And some of you have photographic memories. It just comes easy. You can learn somebody's name once and you got it. That's not me, by the way. I have to play like a little mind game. Is anybody with me? If you're Lisa, I got to think of another Lisa. Oh, okay, you're Lisa, right. So learn people's names. That's gold. Here's another thing. And I want to do this as a church. By the way, look at the Connect card that's in your pew. Actually, that was the idea of another church, and I stole their idea. Okay, I'm just going to be honest with you. And when I looked at their Connect card, there was a box on there that said, "List your birthday." And when I looked at it, I said, "I'm not going to ask people their birthday. That's silly." Now I've realized I've made a mistake. Because how many people know it's something to be said when somebody at your birthday calls you on the phone? You may get 150 Facebook birthdays. "Oh, thank you for loving me so much, my Facebook friends." But how many people know it makes a difference when you take the time to write somebody a handwritten card, make a phone call, and say, "Hey, happy birthday. You are special." What that is that's just simply saying, "Hey, you're important to me. I put value on you. You're a 10. How many people know that goes a long way? Just by simply saying happy birthday. Here's another one. When you encounter other people throughout the day, how many people know a smile goes a long way? Can everybody please smile this morning? They say it takes less muscles to smile than to frown. So some of you need to practice this, okay? Everybody together, 1, 2, 3, smile. Look at your neighbor and say, "Wow, you look really good." Just show smiles. I mean, it's a value. You value somebody when you smile. You value somebody when you say words. Listen to this one. Words of encouragement go a long way. How many people know it doesn't take much to give somebody a word of encouragement? But I tell you what, when you receive a word of encouragement, that means, wow, that person values me. Values me. I just want to challenge some of you. When's the last time you smiled at somebody? And when's the last time you offered a word of encouragement to show that you value them when you called them by name? Here's another one, way that we can value people. Listen to people when they talk. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Listen to people when they talk. Really take the time not to be thinking what you're going to say next. Has anybody ever fallen into that category? You meet somebody and you're, "Oh, I better know what to say as soon as they get done." But I want to encourage you, what would it look like if we were people that really listened? That really sat there and didn't have an agenda, that didn't have anything that they wanted to say in return. But what would it look like if we really listened when people talked? And here's another one. What would it be like if we asked questions? What would it look like if we took the time to say, "Hey, how are things going at home? How are things really going at work? How are things really going with your kids? How are things really going with your marriage?" What we're simply going after today is, we want to outdo and we want to begin to be people of honor. We want to celebrate people. We want to make a big deal of people. We want to just get after them. The Bible actually says, celebrate with those who celebrate. What a great way of honoring. That's what we're doing today. We're celebrating the Campbells. We're celebrating our graduates. Why? Because we honor them. They are people of value. By the way, this week was pretty funny. I'll just let you in on a joke. Or what happened this week is I texted several people. I don't know if you were one of the receivers of the text, and all my text says is, "You're valuable to me." How many people got that text and you thought that was weird? It must have, because I didn't get many replies. But you know what? You're valuable to me. You're valuable to me. People are valuable to me because that's one of our values, by the way. People are valuable to us because they're valuable to God. And God doesn't make any mistakes. God made everyone fearfully and wonderfully with their personality, with their looks. They're valuable. So I'll be waiting for all those texts back today, okay? You're valuable to us, okay? But anyway, I'm only kidding. But the Bible says we need to rejoice with those who rejoice. When you hear that somebody got a new job, when you heard that somebody won the game, when you hear of somebody that something good happened in their life, how many people know you can honor them by just picking up your phone or sending a text saying, I heard you got a new job. That's awesome. I was talking to somebody last night that's been looking for a job for this summer. He got a job for the summer. That excited me. That excited me because I know that that's stressful. And I know that I wanted to show honor to that person, that you're valuable to me. I think it's great that you got the job that you were looking for. That means a lot to your family. Isn't that cool? And we need to be people that we intentionally say, I'm going to outdo. We're going to outdo one another. We're going to outdo and we're going to show honor. I mean, I'm going to be an honor freak. We're just going to show everybody we run into. And the Bible also says we're to mourn with those who mourn. Meaning there's people when they're going through a tough time. And you know they're going through a tough time. You've heard through the grapevine, or you can just witness it with their countenance, with their disposition. And there's times that you need to show honor to them and just put your hand on their shoulder and say, hey, I know it's been difficult. I know it's been challenging. And what a simple way to just honor people and say, you know what? You're valuable to me. You're valuable to God. And that's important, okay? And I just want to challenge us. What would it look like if we begin to up the ante? And we begin to say, hey, this week, I'm going to have my antennas up, and I'm just going to look for ways. I'm just going to be intentional about saying, hey, great job. I appreciate you. I care for you. You make a great difference. You're wonderful. And I would challenge you to say it from the sincerity of your heart. To just get after people. And let's be a church. What would it look like if we were a church when people came in that they just sensed that, wow, people really do care for one another here. We care for the kids to come on Wednesday night. We place value on those kids. We place value on all of us here. What would it look like if we were a church? So here's what we need to do. We need to start with our heart saying, God, may my heart be in the right place. May I not only be doing lip service to you, but Lord, I want you to be the most valuable thing in my heart. I want you to be more valuable any other thing than any other person. And then, God, I want to carry that out with my daily actions. I want us to be people of great honor. Amen. Do you receive that this morning? So this is what I want you to do right now. Just chill out and just kind of maybe close your eyes this morning. There's a question I want to ask you in closing this morning. And it's on the screen, so you might have to open your eyes. Is there a relationship which you need to restore your expression of honor? Is there a relationship where you need to restore your expression of honor? It might start right at home, your wife, your husband. It might be your children. It might be a parent, a spouse, a friend. Maybe you need to restore honor with a person in a position of authority, a teacher, a coach, a boss. But right now in these moments, is God speaking to anyone here this morning, you privately, is God speaking to your heart saying, hey, you need to restore order and you need to restore honor in that relationship? Because I want you to look at this last quote this morning, and this is it, my last slide, is by a doctor named Gary Smalley, who all he does is he commits his life to writing about relationships. And Gary says this, he said, the key to every healthy relationship, the key to every healthy relationship is honor. And his thought is when you lose honor in a relationship, when you lose value with that other person, that relationship suffers. And that's what we see a lot in marriage. Is we see that value of honor has been lost. And somebody's gone to value other things as more than their spouse. Maybe it's a sport. Maybe it's a recreation. Maybe it's something else or someone else. And when that's lost, we're in big, big trouble. So I want to let you know the key to every healthy relationship is honor. So is there a relationship where you need to restore honor today? Where you need to say, I need to get that back. This week, I'm going to pray about that. This week, I'm not only going to pray about it, but I'm going to do my best to say, hey, you know what? Some of you need to go back to your home today and look at your spouse and say, you know what? You're a 10. You're a 10. Heather, you're a 10. Nolan, you're a 10. Board members, you're a 10. Are you hearing me this morning? And I tell you what, it would be amazing what would happen in your culture if you would restore value to the relationships around you. Amen? You receive God's word today, say, yes, I do. So this is what we want to do this morning. We're going to do that. We're going to honor. We've already honored the Campbells. We say, you're valuable. Now we're going to honor five special behind me. We're going to honor some special people. And this is what I want you to do, is when these special people come forward, I want us all to stand to our feet, and we're going to give a round of applause saying, hey, you are special. Because I want to let you know, every one of these graduates, everyone, we got 5 graduates today, every one of them's a 10. Every one of them is a 10. So look at them right now and say, you're a 10. So when I call your name, I want our graduates to come forward, and I want their parents to come with them. Sam Globitz, come on forward. Jordan Wade, come on forward. You can bring your brother Logan with you. That would be great. Sydney Landgraf would bring her family with her. That's fine. Jacob, come on up with her. That'd be awesome. Logan Brannigan, by the way, our most recent Eagle Scout. What an accomplishment. Logan, we honor you, man. That's a big accomplishment. I think that's like 7 out of 100 Boy Scouts to begin the journey, become an Eagle Scout. And we have another Eagle Scout right here, by the way, a brother. We have Logan. Logan, great job. It's all about honor, guys. We say every one of you is a 10. And parents, you're a 10 for raising these kids. Let's go. One other young lady we haven't forgotten. Briley Bundy would bring Troy and Shelley with you. And as they come forward and find their spots this morning, what I want us to do is I want us as a church to stand to our feet. And I want us as a church just to applaud these people this morning. Congratulations. By the way, you may be seated. Logan, congratulations. Mr. Jordan Wade, congratulations. Mr. Sam Globitz, congratulations. Sydney, great job. And parents, great job. We honor all the parents today. We place high value on the job that you have done to raise your kids. It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of sweat equity. It just takes a lot of wisdom and discernment. And I just want to thank all the parents for staying with the journey, doing a great job. And I just want to say, all of you, every student, every parent, we honor who you are. We place highest of value. We place the highest of value on who you are and your family and for the accomplishments that have been fulfilled. So why don't we all do this? We're going to stand to our feet this morning. We're going to say a word of prayer. So some people want to join these people in prayer. That would be great. If you want to honor somebody and lay hands on them, maybe they're special to you. Let's come on out of our pew. Make sure everybody feels, we can have some people over here praying with Jordan. Let's just move on out and let's make everyone just feel so special as they are today. So Father in heaven, we just thank you for our graduates. And we just thank you for who they are. We just thank you for the value that most importantly that you place upon them. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that your hand is upon their life. Thank you for their stick-to-iveness, to stick to the journey that they've been involved in for the last 13 years of their lives. And God, I pray, Lord, as this journey continues now, God, I just pray, God, that you would give them the grace, that you would give them the strength, and God, give them the courage, Lord, that nothing would hold them back from the dream that you placed in their hearts. God, I just pray, God, that you would, that they would see that with you they can do exceedingly abundantly, beyond all that they could ask, think, dream, or even imagine, if they'll stay connected to the source, Jesus Christ. And God, I just pray that you'll watch out over these special people, and God, that you would be with them every step of the way. And God, I just pray right now, I just pray, God, that you would place dreams in their hearts, great aspirations. God, that they would, Lord, that they would dream bigger than they've ever dreamed before about their future. And God, I just pray that each one would see that they are valuable in your eyes. And God, that you never leave them, you never forsake them. And God, that you are for them. And God, I just pray, God, that they would remember this moment. And Holy Spirit, I just pray that you'd deposit something in their hearts, even at this moment, in Jesus' name. And I pray that you would do great things in them first, and then through them, secondly. In Jesus' name.